Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Wellspring Words, the podcast. This is your host, Nkem Chukwumerijie, and this is actually the last episode of season 4 of the podcast, so hurrah for that. This is only sweet, no bittersweet feelings here. I mean, if it's your first episode of the podcast that you're listening to, welcome in. This podcast is about wellness, spirituality, writing, creative expression, really creativity as the thing, as the source, as the ultimate that drives us to live in this life or to be curious about moving in certain directions and creating certain projects, creating certain relationships, all types of stuff. And since we're wrapping up season 4 of this podcast, we've had so many different kinds of conversations throughout the past 4 seasons that have taken us to different realms of the topics that I shared: wellness, creativity, or creative expression, writing, spirituality. And Wellspring Words is a platform that is about writing. Fundamentally, it's about writing, or writing is the tool and the method that we use to transmute energy, to heal, to learn, to deepen into our personal authority as creators. And I'm really grateful and pleased to be able to articulate this in this way, because when I started Wellspring Words in 2020, when I started the podcast early 2021, I really just needed to, I suppose, let out the first like, you know, pieces of energy that wanted to come out with my creativity in this form, something for the community, something that would bring people together, something that would allow us to understand ourselves and understand each other. And so Wellspring Words started as an online journal, a digital anthology, which is what we call it, bringing the words of women of color from different ages around the world to share their creative, deep, expressive truths, and to put that onto paper and to use words to facilitate self-understanding and healing and, you know, sharing of our messages, because we have such incredible messages, each human being, I believe that, and especially women, and especially women of the global majority. When we're considering a paradigm in this world that has mutilated and distorted the feminine principle and women and just the feminine energy, right? And the feminine energy comes through, is materialized as the female form, as woman. So that's what I'll be saying, but it's really about the feminine energy. When that has been mutilated and distorted, you can only imagine what is waiting to arise from within, if I can put it that way. And it warms my spirit to put it that way, because it does feel like we've been waiting for a while to tell you what we've been experiencing and what information has been cultivating itself within because of all the inability to express truth for generations and generations and centuries and whatnot, and time, you know, beyond what we know it. So here we are in this space with Wellspring Words as one emanation of the divine feminine coming to balance in this ecosphere, in this world, in this ecosystem that we've created, this culture that we've created in this world. And the way that we do that is through the expression of deep truths. And how do we move to a place of deep truth? It is through understanding, softening into ourselves. So the past 4 seasons of this podcast have been, for me personally, a way through which I could soften into myself and soften my understanding of what it means to understand, if you know what I mean. Like, it's not a this or that. It's not black and white. There's nonlinear understanding happening when we consider the multidimensional aspect of our beings, you know, as not just this or that. And when we're talking about creative expression, when we're talking about channeling energy through writing, through words, we ought to really be tapped into this multidimensional aspect of ourselves. We really should, because that gives us, that's actually what wants to be translated. I could say that with confidence. That's what wants to be translated, I think, through our words, through the artistic nature that we have, is our multidimensionality that wants to come through. And often we have been in, I'm saying we because I have been in it, and I know that there's resonance. So we have been in a world that has wanted us to just only live in a certain way, you know, very fragmented and caged in and boxed in, and a lot of suppression. Not everybody is going to resonate with that, but those who resonate will resonate hard, because it is a difficult reality to live in when you are someone who has this innate desire and ability to express, and then a calling, you realize, a calling to express your deep truths, or what you sense, or what you feel, or just the magic around you, the beauty around you. And that has been exploited or repressed within you, or taken from you, right? So we're into narrative reclamation here. All of this to say that we are into narrative reclamation and liberation for all beings. We got to start with ourselves. So that's why we do this work in the way that we do it. And we've had a lot of fun on this season of the podcast. We spoke about a lot. We spoke about practice, healing, of course. I think this season was more about healing. We started to talk about healing in a more direct way this season, which was interesting and beautiful, because we are going to deepen into what healing really means in the context of our creativity and our creative embodiment next season, in season 5, with some of the guests that I already have lined up to speak. I'm excited about it. I encourage you, if you haven't already listened to season 3, check it out. Check it out on our website, www.wellspringwords.love/podcast. You have all the show notes there as well that give a little bit more insight. And you can just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. Hey. So yeah, we've had a lot of cool conversations that I think what they serve as are support for building vocabulary for your healing process, your inner alchemy process, your self-discovery process, your self-awareness journey. Hopefully these conversations will provide some resonance and some vocabulary for what you may be experiencing, because that's how we move through the world, using vocabulary, using words, using resonance. This is a very high touch world that we're living in. So I think of Wellspring Words in total as a resource for this ascension journey that we're on this planet as human beings and as beings of light. If I listen to season 1 of this podcast, I would be probably expressing this in a different way. And I mention that because this space is all about finding your voice and using your voice and allowing the truth of your voice to be channeled into creations for healing, for appreciation and pleasure for yourself, for others, for the world, for your cats, you know. So I recognize that there has been a change in my voice, in the way that I claim information. Let's put it like that. That's the way it's coming into my head. So I'm on my own journey of inner discovery all the time. And I'm excited for season 5 for us to dive into that a little bit more together. I actually need to mention that we have open enrollment right now for Heart Translation, which is our 8-week virtual writing course. It's a group course that we ran for the first time last year in 2022, and so we'll be running it again in 2023. It's live. We have a master class, like to call them a deep dive, within the 8 weeks. And we have weekly sessions based on different aspects of meeting yourself. For instance, week 1 is meeting your inner child. Then we go to meeting your tenderness, meeting your desire. Week 4, meeting your anger. And then we go into meeting your vision of love for 2 weeks. Week 7 is meeting your personal essence. And we wrap it up in week 8 with a sense of feeling embodied in what we've created throughout the 8 weeks. So I think of this as a space to learn who you are in this moment. This course is happening in October and November 2023 for 8 weeks, as I mentioned. And it's a beautiful time to reconcile energy, to let go of what is no longer serving, to see what the heart has held onto or created or started to plant from the spring and summer seasons of the year. And what is actually starting to grow, you know, what is actually starting to, let's not say grow, let's say take root. I think that's probably the way to think of it. What is starting to take root, or what do we want in our lives, in our creativity, in our journeys to take root? So this is absolutely one of those transformational writing courses that will ask you to be very honest about who you are and what you are creating in your life, and then and bring that into the world on paper through your free writing and what exploration comes from that, and also through the technical writing that we do. I'm going to call it technical writing because it is it's more technical. When it's free writing, you're just, you know, doing your own thing and seeing what comes from that. But whenever we play with genres or technique, whenever we have a certain kind of intention that we want to come across, we can utilize technique and technical writing to help our messages come through clearer. So that's the masculine supporting the feminine flow. That's always been something we champion at Wellspring Words, on Wellspring Words, with Wellspring Words, whatever. And that'll continue in Heart Translation. So please visit our website, www.wellspringwords.love. And you can find that, you can do, you know, /heart/translation, and you'll find it, or you'll see the banner pop up on the webpage, and you can find information. You can visit us on Instagram at Wellspring Words, see some information there. But yeah, it's going to be really beautiful. I think when you're in a position to come together with others who have decided to come together in a particular way, the feeling of change, of movement, of fulfillment, you know, whatever that means for you, is much more profound. That's what I found in my own experiences, and that's what I have seen manifest or grow in the spaces that I hold. And it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful. Enrollment is open until September 25th, and we have a scholarship application for two places that'll be open from September 1st through 15th. So definitely check it out. See how you feel when you are connecting with the course materials and description. And of course, if you have any questions, you can contact us to get those answered. We'd love to have you. Wrapping up this episode, I would love to leave us all, including myself, of course, with an invitation. And that is to really consider what is our medicine? What is it that we come to relationships, or we come to the beginning of the day with? We come to work with, you know, we come to our project. What is it that we come with that supports the organic growth and healthy growth of whatever that situation is? I like sometimes to think of it as like, what is a healing thing that we bring, or what is a thing that can help us create more, right? And think about it in your own way, but I would love for us to consider in this time together as a community, before season 5 comes along, to use this time to really think about and feel into and observe within our lives, what is it that I carry? What do I carry that is important for life to continue? Some examples of this are having a courageous spirit. The world is lacking in courage in many ways. The world is lacking in inner fire, in personal power, in general vitality, general just life force vitality. And so to have a courageous spirit means that you're embodying this fire energy, and that has the the potential to positively impact people around you or rouse fire in your surroundings. And that is incredibly healing. So that's an example. Another one may be your empathic skills or ability to really perceive another person's, the depth of another person's emotions. I know that this has been demonized in our society, especially as women or feminine people, people who really are connected with the feminine. This idea of being so emotional or being able to sense other people's emotions or being highly sensitive. We talk about it a lot on this podcast. That can be reclaimed as something that is a treasure and a gift and a healing ability for a community and, of course, for self, right? But at the end of the day, when we're all healed and when we're all tapped into our natural gifts, we then bring those gifts into community in many different forms. So what is your gift? What calls to you? What feels natural to you? What tingles in your spirit and your soul and in your panties, you know? Like, what makes you feel that I'm doing the right thing, or I feel aligned, or I feel happy, or I feel, you know, open? Because we got to think about all of us who are on a spectrum of barely being able to get out of bed, you know, barely alive. I'm just going to call it what it is when we talk about life and vitality, to the other side of us who are living and walking in our purpose each day, wake up ready to get it, you know, ready to go. And then how we swing in between these things, depending on the environment we live in, depending on what we're consuming in our lives, our practices, our ancestry, the traumas that we hold, what is coming through us, our natural cycles and rhythms and whatnot, right? We have to consider all of that. So sometimes this feeling of what may be your special gift in this world could be like a glimmer of happiness or hope or just like breath of fresh air. And other times it can be like a burning passion that you hear and you feel and you sense. And other times it just kind of, it swings in between, and it's conditional upon who you're with or where you're at. You know what I mean? So just considering all of that. And I hope that that approach is appreciated, because I'm chilling. Because I am chilling right now. And I am like, yo, bring back the authenticity. I am all about the authenticity. We can only do it with authenticity. We can only live this life gracefully, with care, with peace, with harmony, with purpose, with passion, with love, with our abilities to evolve if we're moving and living authentically. I feel like that's where I'm going to leave the episode. And I need for you to clap for me, please, because if we reflect back on like season 1, 2, and the way that I could just be talking and talking and be like, but I know I'm just critical about myself. That's it. I'm just critical. It's all good. But I'm happy to feel cool to pause this right now. I'm very transparent. I didn't pause it, by the way. I paused for like half a millisecond, then I continued talking because now I want to talk. But I'm very transparent about expression here, obviously, given the nature of the platform. And I just want to bring in for a moment, just a moment, throat chakra and that center, the throat center of our systems, our bodies, our energetic whole system. And I just need to say that sometimes when you have an imbalanced throat chakra, it's not only that you don't speak up. Sometimes it's that you are not speaking the things that are truthful or that are aligned or that are supportive or that are connective to anything meaningful, and you know it, and you continue to misspeak. That's one way. And another way is just talking too damn much. Like, you don't even have any connection to, I'm like low-key talking to myself and talking to other people who just won't shut up sometimes. Nah. No, I definitely used to be more so in that frequency, but things have shifted because I have shifted. I remember being a person who would just talk too damn much. And the reason I knew I was talking too much is because I felt that I was talking too much. I felt that there wasn't an equal exchange of energy between me and other people. And then I'll be upset. Like, why don't people talk? never considered maybe there's no space to talk. Maybe you're not listening, and so it doesn't invite conversation. And then also, if you're over talking here and someone is over listening, let's call it what it is, because it's an out of balance thing. Where are you over listening when other people are over talking? And that was absolutely my dynamic. We actually talked about this concept a little bit in this season, episode 4 with Ifunanya, and episode 5 a little bit with Ajay, if you want to check those out. This idea of like the burden and the boundary and carrying someone's load and carrying your own load and finding the balance, right? Like healing this codependency thing, because it is a codependent measure for me to be over talking here and receiving someone else's too much talking. And then for me to be in that same dynamic on a different side in another relationship. So I just need to bring that up because it's important when we consider expression. It's very nuanced and it can be complex, but we like to just keep it simple and start with being in a space where you can come to understand yourself, and then the exploration really just wants to flow from there, and so it does when we allow it. Okay, this is where I end for now. I think this is a good moment to do so. It has been a pleasure to provide some entertainment and some insight and to have such amazing conversations with our guests this past season. I feel super honored and really pleased and grounded in that, you know, we're wrapping up season 4, and it's just so lovely to see and feel the growth, and to also be a platform that offers others the chance to share their wealth of wisdom, because we have such wealth of wisdom as beings, as human beings. If you would love to stay in touch with us, once again, you can do so at Wellspring Words on Instagram, or www.wellspringwords.love is our platform with every delicious offering. Please check out Heart Translation, which is our latest offering, our group writing course that's happening in October, November 2023. We would love to have you. And you can stay in touch with me personally on Instagram at naturallyfree123. I look forward to touching base in season 5 and seeing where the journey takes us, and also where I will be in the world, because that's also something that is evolving, ever evolving. Until then, take sweet, sweet care of yourselves, and I will see you soon. Ciao.